know, there's a name for a girl like that.
Sludge?
Slut.
Hello, everybody. This is Again With This, Beverly Hills 90210 edition. Today's episode is Season 2, Episode 8, Wildfire. And now, here are your hosts, Tara Ariano and Sarah D. Bunting.
Hello.
Are you ready to talk about Wildfire?
I guess.
All right.
Do we need to talk about why we don't understand why that's the title?
Sure. Go ahead.
I don't understand why that's the title.
Yeah.
Moving on.
So you can say Wildfire, Wildfire.
Yeah. So after last week's kind of really just one story episode, we're back to our usual format with a B story and an A story. So let's start with the B story first, where cracks are starting to appear for David and Dead Scott. As you will recall, Dead Scott left in the first episode of season two to go and spend the summer in Oklahoma. And now he's back, and things are a little bit awkward with him and his best friend in clip number two.
So how's Oklahoma?
Pretty decent. How was Beverly Hills?
I think the answer is, how was Oklahoma? It was.
Okay.
It was cool. You know, barbecues, babes.
Did you score?
Oh. Not as such, did you?
No.
So what's up with the hat?
What about it?
Well, isn't it a little big?
No, this is the way it's supposed to be. It's a Stetson.
Oh.
Hey, I brought back some stuff for you, too.
Really? You know, I don't look so good in big hats.
No. Here.
Country Western.
CDs.
Yeah, C&W. Some of it's really cool. You should play some on your show.
Yeah.
It's so awkward. I mean,
oh, well done, Ambassador Silver. Well,
yeah. he's very diplomatic about all of it, without actually committing to agreeing that it's cool or that, you know, anything that Scott is now into is in line with the new David post the drama class he took with Donna / being Kelly's maybe stepbrother eventually, whatever. Next, we reconvene with them when Scott stops by. David really has to go pee, so he asks Scott to man the DJ booth while he goes. And disaster happens when, instead of just pressing the button that David had indicated, Scott goes off the res and plays his own music, except we'll get into why this is weird after the clip.
If anyone can name that tune, pizza's on me. What are you trying to do, ruin my reputation?
Not everyone has your taste, David.
The whole school does. I'm a tastemaker.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Now that you hang out with Kelly Taylor, you're Fred Cool.
No, it's Joe Cool, and I'm not that. And this has nothing to do with Kelly Taylor. You hijacked my show, and that's not cool.
All right, so if you watched this episode at the time, then you know the music that's supposed to be playing is this, like, you know, honky-tonk music, because that's the whole storyline that Scott came back from Oklahoma, and now he likes country music, so that's why David is irate. It's not that he's playing wussy girl pop. So
yeah, it's weird.
I don't understand why they couldn't just find like some generic country and western track like on GarageBand to sub in for this spot, because now it just makes no sense story-wise, but whatever. David finally realizes that he can't keep blowing off Dead Scott and decides to accept his invitation to go over to his house and see all the stuff that he brought back from Oklahoma, and we hear that in clip number four.
Black cats, M80s, Roman candles. What do you think?
I hate fireworks.
Since when? We used to do this all the time.
But that's when we were nine and I used to play with G.I. Joes.
Okay, you're right. So it's kid stuff. But look at this.
Pulls out a rifle or a shotgun or something.
Oh, it's this episode.
It's a 22.
No, not yet.
My grandfather bought it for me in Tulsa. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
This baby can take out a bird's eye at 500 yards.
It's fascinating.
It's even more accurate with a calibrated scope.
What the hell are you doing?
Check it out.
Have you lost your mind?
Want to try?
No, I don't.
What's the matter? I know what I'm doing.
I just don't find this all very amusing.
Oh, come on. We're just having some fun.
Well, I'm not. I'll see you around the corral, partner.
Not for long, you won't.
For shootoing.
Wow. What a rare moment of advanced planning for this show. In regards to a tertiary character.
Yeah. I feel bad for Scott. He is trying. Like, he doesn't understand everything that he missed this summer. And, you know, the old David probably would have thought all that stuff was cool. Poor Scott. So later they run into each other on Hello Day, the least thought through school event ever, and try to make peace in clip number 5.
The show's great.
Yeah.
I really like the dancing soda cans.
I'm surprised you didn't shoot him off the fence.
Yeah, I'm sorry about yesterday. I didn't know the rifle had weirded you out.
Should have changed this summer.
I just went away for vacation. I didn't change that much.
Well, maybe I did.
I know. You're a big man around here now, and I'm still a geek.
You're not a geek.
Maybe we can hang out next week.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'll call you.
Yeah.
Scott.
Yeah.
Cool with the guns, will ya?
Okay.
He says okay, but he does not mean it.
Yeah, and in the background is Emily Valentine's terrible singing, which,
Yeah, well,
we'll get to that.
Speaking of Emily Valentine, Emily Valentine in the A story, Emily Valentine comes to West Beverly High and starts a bunch of shit. And I think most people, when they think of season 2, probably have in their memory that this is actually the season premiere, because this is sort of where season 2 really starts. The summer episodes were kind of forgettable, and other than Brandon getting his car, nothing that happened in them really redounded for the rest of the season, other than, I guess, Brenda and Dylan breaking up. But anyway, so we start here with Brandon having a fantasy of being on the beach with a bunch of slags and really high-cut bathing suits.
One of whom is filing his toenails.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
And we, including the shot of him taking off his sunglasses to peer over them, which is in the opening credits. And then this one woman comes out of the sea and she's in, like, lace-up boy shorts. It's all of this is in the visual aids, obviously. But she speaks to Brandon in Brenda's voice, because of course it is Brenda coming in to wake him up. She dreamed that she showed up at school naked, and that she also had the dream that she had a test that she hadn't studied for the night before. Brandon gets out of bed, which is when we see that he sleeps with his t-shirt tucked into his shorts like a weirdo.
So nobody can get into his goodies when he's sleeping.
And then we get a montage of how everyone else is preparing for the first day of school. Kelly is trying on a bunch of different shoes. Andrea is sharpening a bunch of pencils. Steve is trying on shirts. Dawn is trying hairstyles. Kelly, then we're at school. Kelly ended up deciding on cowboy boots. Brenda, for some reason, did a full Annie Hall outfit with tie, which no. And then when we get inside the school, we get another horrible music issue in clip number 6.
I wish I was addicted to love.
Gee, I wonder what song they normally were playing in that clip. Oh my God.
I'm just a girl who can't say no from Oklahoma.
Oh God. It's so embarrassing. Like, you couldn't unpinch a penny. Robert Palmer would probably let you have it, and not for very much money.
I know. From whatever lawn he's mowing, he's like, seriously, call me.
Yeah, so Brenda wants to do something for, as I mentioned, Hello Day, which is their end of the first week event, which, like, obviously a writer was like, I'm just going to put Hello Day for now, and then we'll think of something better, and then forgot to.
They never did, totally.
No. Outside, Dylan pulls up in his car and cruises a girl on a motorcycle. Who could it be? Let's find out in clip number 7.
Hi.
First day of school, and you're late.
So are you.
Political decision, or did you just oversleep?
A little of both, I guess.
Dylan, okay.
Emily Valentine.
New, but definitely not a freshman.
Transfer.
Ew.
I just moved from Marin County.
You don't sound thrilled.
Oh, yeah. I love smog, strip malls, traffic jams.
There is more to L.A. than that.
Like what?
The beach at sunrise, Santa Ana winds, Randy's Donuts.
Yeah, well, maybe you could take me out for a cruller sometime.
How about now?
I don't think ditching the first day of school is a good way to make a first impression.
How about tonight?
Danger music.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I also, this is in the visual aids as well. I did a gif of how Dylan gets out of his car, which is over the side. So
yeah,
lame.
Don't step on the upholstery, douche. And once again, I struggle to understand the whole Dilda relationship. Like, mm-hmm. He's all up in her face about not wanting to be together, and then he's all over Emily Valentine. Like, they're just gonna, like, whatever, bone in his convertible right there. Like, mm-hmm. Dude, not.
Totally, yeah. It's really weird, and, like, the camping trip was just last week or days ago, so... You're right, the timeline makes no sense. Speaking of making no sense, Emily then moves inside where she has a meet cute with someone else in clip number 8.
At my old school, this would have fit.
Well, I guess all lockers are not created equal. First day?
Yep.
Brandon Walsh.
Emily Valentine.
Hi. Well, don't worry, you'll get used to it. Find it, anyone can. You going my way?
I don't know.
Well, come on anyway.
All right. So, got any survival tips?
Stay away from the meatloaf.
Any a little more relevant?
I wouldn't worry about it. You're going to love West Beverly. I can tell already you're going to fit in just fine. About as well as your guitar.
So he actually has an idea of where she could leave her guitar for the day and takes her to the Blaze office, where as soon as Andrea sees Brandon with any other girl, she's immediately in a tizzy as if they are a couple, which they are not. We also find out in the scene that she's not really that interested in joining the paper because her dad is a muckraking pinko journalist. So whatever. And then we cut back to the other three girls in the bathroom where they're talking about their Hello Day act. And we hear the beginning of that in clip number 9.
You know that Robert Palmer song that Dave was playing today?
No.
Addicted to Love? We could do Addicted to Sex.
Well, two things. One, they were not playing Addicted to Love earlier. And two, really, Donna?
Yeah.
Really?
Really? God. This whole... I just don't... Let's just move on.
Okay, so Brenda shoots down that idea, and the scene continues in clip number 10.
Donna, Hello Day is supposed to be a G-rated event.
Okay, how about Addicted to School?
Coming from us? No.
How about Addicted to Clothes?
That's perfect.
Perfect.
Hi. Who are you?
The newest member of your group?
I will say this about the Robert Palmer song. Like, I think we forget, like, how omnipresent that song and the, like, songs that came after it in the videos with the girls, like, all in black with the slick back hair and everything, which we see Kelly et al. Mm-hmm. Dressed this way later. But, like, that was seriously everywhere to the point where we, like, my friends and I did it as part of our talent show, like, singing it to a cardboard cutout of our history teacher, which, like, the head came off of, and I was almost suspended for being disrespectful to the teacher because this cardboard cutout was poorly constructed. It was, like, a whole scandal.
Oh.
But anyway, like, it was, there were at least 4 variations on this in the talent show that year. So, like... It seems weird that they're, like, hammering on it this much, especially since they didn't get the rights to the music, but, like, it seriously was everywhere for, like, a year. So.
Yeah, it was big. So after that is established, then we go back to Dylan and Brandon, where Dylan tells Brandon he has a date with a new girl. Brandon's like, whatever. And then the girls are working on their song lyrics out on the lawn, and then all of a sudden they're at working on them some more at the Walsh house. Like, it's so abrupt, this cut, that it's like, it makes me think that a scene was missing. I don't know what it would be, but, and I'm sure I'm wrong and someone will correct me, but it's very, there's just no reason for the scenes to go in that order, but whatever. And then someone calls, Dylan calls for Brandon, and after Cindy hangs up, there's a little bit of awkwardness, and then it only gets more awkward in clip 11.
You know, I met a guy named Dylan today.
Dylan McKay?
Yeah, I think so. Porsche speedster. Cute little scar on his right eyebrow. Yeah, that would be him.
So then...
Just say that you went out with him. Just say it.
Yeah,
why
she's
would you
new.
Say it?
She has no way of knowing that. Like, give her a break. But it's Brenda, so of course she doesn't, because
exactly.
She's a dick. So then we're with Dylan, because he's brought Emily to the Peach Pit. That's when Brandon has to say he's also planning to take Emily out tomorrow. Meanwhile, Brenda and Kelly on the phone talk about the Emily-Dylan situation. And then we're with Dylan up on Mulholland parking under like 500 Klieg lights. Then, of course, it does not take long for them to get around to the obvious topic at hand in clip 12.
Who said anything about heavy?
Yeah, Emily doesn't care that he just broke up with somebody. She gives him like...
Also, he weighs 112 pounds.
Yeah.
Won't be heavy at all. I won't even know he's there.
Now I understand. So then they make out. Brandon comes home from work and tells Brenda about Emily and Dylan at the Peach Pit. She pretends she's not going to be jealous about it, but of course she is. And she calls Kelly back and says that Emily made the first move on Dylan, which whatever. And then Andrea and Brenda have to talk about Emily and Dylan and how jealous both of them are of everybody. especially after Brenda tells Andrea that Emily is going out with Brandon that night. And then Emily can't find her way to her class and gets flirty with Steve, does that thing where she kisses her fingers and taps his cheek. And that's when we hear the clip that we heard at the beginning, where everyone minus Andrea, to Andrea's credit, calls Emily a slut, which Andrea does not. She's actually a pretty good feminist most of the time.
And she's also too busy teasing up her total Elaine Bennis hairstyle join in the slut shaming.
Yes. So later, the girls are having, the gang girls minus Andrea are having lunch on the lawn when she comes out, and things get, if you can believe it, even more uncomfortable in clip 13.
Listen, I know we were supposed to rehearse this afternoon, but I hate to bail, but I forgot I have a doctor's appointment. Are you okay? Yeah, my mother's taking me to the gynecologist. Going on the pill.
Your mother? You're kidding.
Well, I have two older sisters that weren't so smart, so by the time it got to me, I guess she figured better safe than sorry.
Smart move. Excuse me.
Yeah. So
wow.
Brenda assumes she knows what this means, and as fate would have it, Dylan is walking by at this moment, so she decides to essentially go and yell at him, and he's not having it in clip 14.
I can't win with you, Brenda. What the hell do you want from me? I mean, first of all, you cut me loose. You make this big production about how we ought to see other people. So I did. And now you're throwing it back in my face.
Look, I didn't think it would happen that fast.
It seemed like forever to me.
So tell me, Dylan, why are you really going out with her? Because you like her or because...
Because what?
Because she'll sleep with you.
You can't have it both ways, Brenda. The fact of the matter is, you gave up any right to ask me questions about my sex life when you decided you didn't want to be a part of it.
Burn.
That actually is a pretty good turn of phrase, and he is right. She doesn't get to have it both ways. But then that just kicks all of the girls into overdrive of trying to decide if Dylan and Emily boned, and things don't get any better when David makes an end-of-the-day announcement on in clip
16. Last song of the day, folks. And I want to dedicate it to the hottest girl in the halls.
I don't know if I can take another year at this.
I don't know your name, beautiful one, but I hear you ride a mean bike.
Who's he talking about?
Emily Valentine rides a motorcycle.
I guess you're not David Silver's primo fantasy anymore, huh?
I'm devastated.
This guy talking about me?
It sounds like you've inherited the David Silver fan club.
Should I be flattered?
Yeah, Emily. I guess all the guys are lining up for you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Have a good time with the gynecologist.
Brenda's the best. She's such a dick.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not team Brenda on this one.
Well,
it,
I mean...
It's not really her fault. Like, I enjoy watching her be a complete, like, awkward psycho and no one says anything about it. But mostly, and I've been saying this for, like, 5 episodes now, I just... The writing of her whole thing with Dylan makes no sense.
Yeah.
It just makes no sense.
Yep, it's true. Moving on. You're right, of course. And even more right, since Emily is not that serious about Dylan, obviously, because she's now on a date with Brandon. They're talking about all the different places that she's lived and then about how territorial Brenda is about Dylan slash the world. And Brandon, of course, ends up taking Emily to the exact same spot where Dylan had brought her, and they also make out. She tells Brandon that she's already been there once, which is, I mean, I guess, in the interest of full disclosure. And then Brandon has to find Dylan at school the next day to talk about Emily and ask if they boned, even though they previously had discussed the fact that Brandon is never allowed to ask Dylan about that anymore. And then it's time for the first week of school barbecue at the Walsh's, where Emily has shown up for some reason, even though Brenda has been openly hostile to her and is going to continue being openly hostile to her in clip 16.
Myself. Hey, did you bring your guitar?
Yeah, I did. It's in the living room.
We'll go get it. We could use some music around here.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, nanny.
Brenda.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to be rude. Yes, you did. In fact, it seems like you're going out of your way to be rude to me, Brenda. Well, Em, why don't you just go get your guitar and bring it back in here and we'll all gather around and swoon.
Hey, you're the one that invited me to this party, remember? If you want me to leave, just ask. I'll be happy to oblige.
Oh, and disappoint your fans? I wouldn't dream of it.
Brenda.
Dylan, stay out of it. This is between me and Emily.
Jeez. This isn't Beverly Hills. It's Knott's Landing. When I got to school, they should have given me a scorecard instead of a class schedule so I could keep track of everyone's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, like that would have made any difference.
Oh, grow up, Brenda! You, of all people, should know what it's like to be the new kid in school. All I was trying to do was make friends. I shouldn't have bothered.
She leaves.
Emily, come on! You happy now?
All right. A couple of things. First of all, Brandon goes after Emily as far as the kitchen door and then stops.
Yeah. Like, there's a force field. Thank you for bringing that up. Mm-hmm. Like, if she rode her bike over there and also she left without her guitar, etc. Like, you had plenty of time to catch up with her.
Yep.
It's just so, whatever. The show does that a lot. Like, this, you know, no intention of blocking or jumping the lines correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Worse even than that, and the fact that Brandon let this whole fight happen standing right there and not telling Brenda to shut up, is that Jim and Cindy are also in the room looking like super awkward, like, oh, if only there was something we could do. Like, there is. Tell her to knock it off. Oh, my God. I mean.
Yeah, flick your child in the head. I don't. What do you do? Ugh, yes,
know.
Anyway. And then, oh, my gosh, our next clip is. If you're done talking about this,
I am, please.
Our next clip is so classic that Cindy is like shocked, shocked at Brenda's behavior in clip 17.
I've never seen you behave like that before.
Did you just move in?
Have you not been watching
like
the show?
Fucking day.
That's how God. She is. I know, it's great. So then they talk about how, you know, Brenda's jealous of Emily. She's going out with Dylan and she's all like, she doesn't love him. And Cindy's like, do you? And Brenda's like, you've given me a lot to think about non-verbally. And then Brenda goes upstairs to kind of, but not really apologize to Brandon for being rude to the girl that he's also kind of seeing. Like,
don't hate me. And he's like, I don't. Although he totally is hating her at that moment. And then she's like, hey, night. Like,
yep.
The word you're looking for is sorry.
Yeah. But she never really says that either.
No, because she's not.
Because she's not. So the next day at school, David is organizing Hello Day, which I guess is in his purview as the school DJ. The other three girls are, as Sarah mentioned, dressed up like Robert Palmer video girls. But Emily is nowhere to be found. So Kelly tells David and his gigantic jacket to cancel their number. And he's all in a state about it. And then Brenda has to go and find Emily in her rough trade leather hat and crow.
There is a, you know, that scene in Top Secret where they're like running down the whole French gang and it's like, you know, I'm deja vu, have we met before? And then Chocolat is wearing that same rough trade hat. And then in my husband's very first scene in his soap opera, Lilies, many years ago, where he, like, his character ruled his jail cell, there's a guy wearing like a hubcap sized version of this hat. And then to see it on Emily is just like, I'll try to pull a clip of the soap.
Oh my God, please do.
It's great. But yeah, I just, and she's wearing it with like pink.
Yes. It's a very, very weird outfit. It's like a pink, you know, trapeze top. And then this like YMCA Village People topper. It makes no sense.
And pearls and the white lacy bike shorts, which...
Oh, yeah, God.
I mean, a lot of her styles I kind of like. Mm-hmm. Like, this actress isn't the most, like, traditionally cute, but I kind of like that they tried to mix it up a little, like, fashion-wise.
Yeah.
And she has a lot of, like, cool whatever. Like, she wears a leather skirt and, like, a vintage cardi. Mm-hmm. I don't mind it in theory, but this outfit is so weird that I feel like something burned down. Like... Part of the wardrobe trailer was hit by lightning, and they're like, does this stuff fit? Great. Good luck.
Speaking of good luck, here comes Brenda in clip 18 to try to make peace and save the number.
You know what the really lousy thing is, Brenda? I liked you. And so I opened up, and I was honest. But you turned that against me. Next time you call someone a slut, maybe you should get your facts straight. Emily, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it like that. No, you think I sleep around. Well, I don't. For your information, I'm a virgin. And why are you on the pill? I want to be prepared if and when the time comes. I'm sorry I got the wrong idea. I totally jumped to conclusions. You thought I slept with Dylan.
Bad for that.
Yes. You really think I could have done that? And gone out with your brother the next night? No. I mean, yes. Emily, I'm sorry. What else do you want me to say? I don't know. Please, even if you can't stand me, that doesn't mean you can't hang with Kelly and Donna.
Oh, right. I'll be the fourth musketeer.
No, it's not like that at all.
Andrea not included.
As a matter of fact, after the way I behaved last night, if I don't get you on stage, neither of them are going to talk to me again. Besides, how can you disappoint a horde of drooling freshmen?
And disappointed they will be. Because even though they're dressed as Robert Palmer girls, it's a vintage song sung nasally up in her nasal throughout. We never cut away from it.
Yep.
It's horrible.
And they do like 15 verses of it, but they actually bought the rights to Breaking Up Is Hard to Do because they really had no other choice. The whole scene would have been completely bizarre without it. And Tori Spelling, by the way, commits 0% to her lip syncing performance. Like none of them are singing, including I'm pretty sure it's not Christina Lee singing lead. I think it
might be.
Maybe.
Well, I think she was like also trying to maybe have a little bit of a singing career, Brian Austin Green style.
Perhaps.
This may be in Brandon's memoir. I think he and Christine Elise were together for a super long time.
That's so. Right. Anyway, we get to see Brandon enthralled by Emily in clip 19. Breaking up
is hard to do. Pretty talented, huh?
Yeah, she's got a pretty good voice, I guess. And she's right.
Andrea.
Seriously.
I love his take on that line because it's like, exactly. Can she write? Who cares? She's not interested in being on the paper. Who gives a shit? But Andrea has a one-track
mind. She's not now.
That's true. And then during this whole thing, Brenda is having cheer sex with Dylan. And later they look down the hall at each other and there's a significant look. And Emily basically tells Brenda to pick shit back up with Dylan. And that's what happens in our final clip.
Dylan, can we start over?
From where? Beginning, middle, where we left off?
I don't know. After everything I went through, I got scared. I needed time to think things out.
So what'd you come up with?
Slow jam.
That I missed you. That I needed you. What we've got is much more than just physical.
Bren, I'm not here because of that. I never was. I'm here because I love you.
I love you too.
I assume Dylan borrowed that album from David's dad.
Oh my god, the Mealy Dan slow jams that are just like dominating. And can I also ask, they run into each other in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they're talking, but then like she has changed clothes and she's back to her normal hair and they've driven all the way up to Mulholland Makeout Point.
Yep.
Did they just sit in the car in silence until he could park and turn to her and get a good camera angle to start talking?
Yes.
Okay.
they've made a pact not to speak until it's fully dark out. And
until he could get, you know, WMST, Moist FM, cranked up on the... I mean...
It's KMST, so just...
Sorry.
For your information.
You're right. I'm sorry. That was East Coast-centric of me. That is so distracting.
Yeah.
Like that 70s Fern Bar, like, boom, bam, like, kind of wanted Michael McDonald to wander into the scene for no reason and be like, you guys can get back together.
A rare Bunsy impression.
So
it was terrible.
It was pretty good.
No,
I enjoyed
that was
it.
Not bad.
Made me want to go on a yacht.
So they end by Brenda admitting it's none of her business, but did he bone Emily? And he's like, no. And then they're back together, and that's the end of the episode.
Thank God.
Finally, it only took 7 episodes for them to find their way back to each other, as everyone knew they inevitably were going to. Thank God it finally happened. Any final thoughts, or should we close it out?
I think I'm good now. All right. That I stopped laughing hysterically at Mealy Dan. I think I'm
right. Okay. MVP of the episode, Sarah.
Wait, Sarah, can you announce the MVP segment as,
as Michael McDonald?
Well, I haven't really decided. I actually haven't really decided.
Oh, okay.
I guess Brenda? She's so terrible.
Yeah.
And no one else is really that great. I don't know.
I mean, I have to give it up to Emily because she's just like YOLO about the whole thing. Like, sure, I'll go out with 2 different guys and not really know what their situations are. Whatever, I just got here. Who cares? Like, you know, she really doesn't do anything wrong.
No, she doesn't. And she should point out, like, you know, actually, as long as everyone's using protection, who fucking cares? Don't slut shame me.
Seriously.
Me.
Agree. Absolutely. Least valuable player. Jim and Cindy for not telling Brenda to stow it and go to her room. She ruined
for
the
sure.
barbecue.
For sure. God. And I will give a slight edge to Cindy for that. Like, I've never seen you behave that way. Like, do you not speak English?
Yeah,
is that
an
issue? Oh, boy.
And finally, the Kim challenge.
Bad, bad, and dangerous to me.
5 reasons from this episode that Dylan proves he is mad, bad, and dangerous to know. He might wreck your car getting out of it improperly instead of just using the door like a normal person.
You took mine. I guess if he took you up on the offer, or like stuck to the bargain that the next time you asked him if he'd bone someone that he got to punch you anywhere, that could be, I mean, wouldn't be much of a punch, but it'd probably be pretty pointy, mm-hmm. uncomfortable.
I'm not sure I would trust somebody with a history of drinking and driving to take me up to that spot in Mulholland because it's windy and very, very, very dark.
Are you talking about Dylan or Brandon?
Oh, whoa! Well, I meant Dylan, but you're right. Both of them do.
There's got to be something else, right?
Well, oh,
yeah. How can you trust somebody who keeps baked goods long enough for them to get greasy in the bag without eating them?
Oh my God, I'm so greasy.
What are you, animal?
Yeah, you're right. I got to make sure to go back and do that for the visual aids. And that's also not a very heart healthy way to start your day, even if you're a teenager. Have some oatmeal, yeah. Dylan. You're an old man, only getting older every minute.
He needs the calories, though. Let's face
perhaps.
It.
All right, and that's it.
Oh, welcome, Emily. That's another episode of Again With This. Next time, sound the alarm! Just kidding, please don't. The Walshes upgrade their home security system with unhilarious results, and another character of color is saved by Brandon, then discarded in the island of on the island of Misfit Oys. To break and enter your retinas with our visual aids for Beverly Hills 90210, visit us at previously.tv. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Previously TV. You can follow me at Tomato Nation, our fine producer Dave at Clark, and my co-host Tara at Tara Ariano. And we'll see you next time.
Hi, you know what to do after the beeparoonie.
Go on the bill!